This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship station right here from Studio E. And we're broadcasting to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, let's not forget, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now to keep America moving along, a special shout-out goes out to our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and the women out there behind the wheels of the big rigs, our FedEx and our UPS and our bulk mail haulers out there getting the job done, and our suicide jockeys hauling the gas, the diesel, and the jet fuel as well, and not to forget about our Amazon warehouse people and our Amazon delivery drivers delivering packages and parcels all over the country today. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Parler, we're on Getter, we're on Truth Social, and we're on Twitter as Captain's America. That's Captain's America, all one word, all lowercase. And our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. All right. Joining us right now from across the bridge to the south, we've got retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, who is the chairman of the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus. And good morning, Colonel.
Good morning, Captain.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And we're going to put them in the pasture because it's a nice, comfortable morning. It's 72 degrees out up here, and everybody's very content.
Hey, I'm content. I'm glad they are, too.
All right, you ready to say the pledge?
Captain, I'm ready.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance,
To the flag,
of the United States of America, and to the Republic, for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty, and justice, for all. And we emphasize those two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Colonel, the New York City mayor has warned all the Trump backers coming to New York City today, especially Marjorie Taylor Greene, to control yourself.
Yeah, I saw that, and I saw his remarks that he made. That was essentially totally unnecessary. It's kind of like, he's one of those odd guys, every once in a while he'll do something and say, okay, he's moving New York City out of the morass that it has become. He's moving the right way. And then he'll throw something in there, just throwing out red meat for the left. And there's no basis for that. And you take a look at it. You saw what went on yesterday. Just like you said earlier, the media presence there is far outpacing anything else that's going on. And about the only scuttlebutt is, you know, the media folks go around talking to people and you get differences of opinion. Hey, that's America. There's nothing unusual going there. And I anticipate that that will continue. Today's the day they're most worried about. Well, whatever. Folks will talk. People say stuff.
Well, what they're wondering is if whether or not Trump is going to have a gag order thrown against him.
Yeah, that will be interesting. Of course, you know, his plan is to be back in Mar-a-Lago and to make public comment tonight. And so both about that, about me, because he is, after all, a candidate for president of the United States in 2024.
Mm-hmm.
In addition to all the other remarkable things surrounding this unprecedented historical, whatever you want, show trial, yet another thing to look at is that, hey, it's dealing with somebody who's the front runner right now.
Mm-hmm.
And as a result of this indictment, in just a few days, has raised, what, $10 million?
Well, something like that,
there
yeah.
There you go. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like some Democrats are admitting to. This is actually playing against the Democratic Party and is a backfire. And any political aspirations that Bragg may have, certainly is it. And quite honestly, yes, he needs to have a victory here to come out ahead, but I don't see that happening. This is lose-lose for him. And he was too dang stupid to see ahead to know that that would be the case.
Well, there will be no live television cameras in the courtroom. There will be, I understand, four pool photographers, but that'll be it. One will be Trump's, one will be the court's, and the other two will be whoever they will be from the various press agencies. So we'll see who they are when they get there. But we're not going to see the kind of stuff that some people were thinking that they were going to. I had one woman send me a message and go, I'm not going to be able to get my Trump shirt now, free Trump.
Yeah, and luckily, too, there's further restrictions that they can just simply record and report the old school way. I don't think they're allowed to phone or iPad or anything like that.
No.
To instantly send out things. So. That actually is in my mind, is a good decision. I know you talk about free press and all that. They can still tell the story right there, and there'll be a diversity of opinion, and from both the president himself as well as from the news media on this, and then it'll be an old school way where we, the American people, have got to discern and decide our own truth instead of having it fed to us, and I'm okay with that.
Yep, and perfect timing, because here comes the music in my ears, so hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with more with retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. I'll be right back, and here's where I'm going to be today.
Hi, folks. It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the Captain. We'll see you there.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tonight's muster is not over yet. More with United States Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright right after this on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, welcome back, everybody. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by our good friends over at Moss Family Automotive. Remember, Moss Family Automotive has got all those dealerships, Nissan, as well as the Acura dealership here in Tampa. But check them out. Crystal River, Newport Richey, that's the flagship store at 19 and 54. They've also got the Nissan and Acura side-by-side on Florida Avenue here in Tampa. And up there in Brooksville on State Route 50, the brand-new Moss Nissan dealership up there, just this side of the Suncoast Expressway that's up there, the toll road. So there you go. And you can find out more about them online by going to Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Remember, if you serve, you save at Moss Nissan. That means all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, active or retired, that's police, fire, and or EMS, as well as church pastors too, get a discount on your vehicle at Moss Family Automotive, whether it's new or whether it's certified pre-owned. So there you go. Check them out. Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. All right, back to Lieutenant Colonel, retired to the United States Army, Kevin Wright. Good morning, Colonel.
Good morning, Captain.
You know, you can't sit back and just say, same old, different day, different place, a different way, everything's going to be fine, kumbaya, la, 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 la. There's just way too much stuff going on right now, and people, I realize, are being hornswoggled, if you will, into some of this stuff that's going on. I got to believe that today, daytime television is going to set some records when they show Donald Trump in New York City Although we won't see the live television, there'll be no live television of it. It'll be strictly snapshots if we see that.
Yeah, and there's things that do that. Of course, former Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson announcing that he was going to jump into it. I want to tie that into some commentary that was made by our watchdog on Wall Street. A third party, especially a centrist party, is dead on arrival. It will not even take wings and take off. Listen, we have a two-party system for good or bad. I don't like it, but it is what it is. It is counter, to, like he said, to what the founding fathers want, to have factions. But they have spent nearly 150 years cementing their power as the two-party system, and particularly a centrist one. Somebody to suggest that it could be kind of like the Green Party, that's even more ridiculous. The Green Party, the only reason why, and it still exists, by the way. Yeah, I saw its heyday when it had Ralph Nader into it, but it still exists, and they still nominate candidates and all that, and they go nowhere. They get it at very most, now about 0.5%. In the heyday, they got about 2% or so votes, and they just took some votes away largely from the Democrats, but this is one of the reasons why the Republicans and Democrats have survived and cemented their power, is that they will take anything that's put forward by the any other third-party attempt. They will absorb that and adapt it, and then take any reason for anybody from departing the party from doing that. So a third party at best is a spoiler, like Ross Perot was. That's the best that they can do. And a centrist third party has no reason for being, because quite honestly, that's mainly what most Democrats and Republicans are, somewhere close to center. They're the loudest of the Democrats and Republican side, or further to the right or further to the left, but the voters in those are centrist. So the idea that Joseph Lieberman would propose that, I think that's silly. Quite honestly, I think our watchdog, the idea that, that's a good thing, he's all for it. Forget about it. It's not going to happen. It's dead on arrival. Even the notion and the idea will be dismissed out of hand.
Well, I don't, to be honest with you, really understand why Joe Lieberman even brought it up, but he did.
Yeah. Well, that's whole Asa Hutchinson, that is his whole premise, is the idea of running as a Republican, is that he's going to offer this centrist alternative to whatever. Those centrist alternatives are already out there. I will tell you, I will pronounce it. Asa Hutchinson will be one of the first to drop out. This is it. He's running, but he won't win the base, and I don't even think he can win the center. He's got no draw. And what caused him to do that, other than something in his mind and a small group of folks saying, hey, we need an alternative to President Trump right now, the front runner, that may stand more of a chance and last a little bit longer than the notion that Lieberman came up with, but it's dead too.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
Yeah, he's not an alternative to anything, in my opinion.
Yeah, I think our listeners out there, for the most part, would do that. And, it's kind of like the folks that try to play the centrist and all that, like McCain did and Mitt Romney did. Guess what? What kind of success did they enjoy running for president? Zero. And they had more appeal than Asa Hutchinson has. But what makes him think that he can play the same card as them with less appeal emotionally or to anybody out there and to have a chance to win? I don't see it happen. I just don't.
Got me. Now, we had a military strike in Syria overnight, and I believe we took out one of the bad guys, one of the ISIS bad guys.
Yeah, it was Khalid al-Jubouri. He was an ISIS member. It was a unilateral strike by the United States Central Command in northwestern Syria, and they killed him. But here's the thing to take note of. This is the military said the killing, quote, will temporarily disrupt the organization's ability to plot external attacks. And everything that we do there, hey, we can go rah-rah, the world is probably better off with this guy gone, but it's a temporary setback. But once again, because it is unilateral towards what end in the long run? I really am hard pressed to decide whether this is a win-lose in terms of what we're doing in Syria. I think we got to take a serious look at our at the American presence in the Middle East and what we're doing there, and whether it's good. You can't just psych up. It's almost like body counts in Vietnam in the end, which is the way to say, hey, we're coming out ahead, which in the end, everybody knew we weren't, because we weren't in it to win. And I'm not so sure we should be in it to win the Middle East. It's not ours to win, for one. The world has changed. But, okay, we've temporarily disrupted ISIS' ability to plan external attacks. And this guy was in charge of planning attacks primarily in Europe. Yay. Somebody else will fill his shoes, just like they always have and always will, just like they did in Afghanistan. It goes on.
Now, we're hearing that NBC is saying that the China balloon gathered intel on its U.S. military, on our U.S. military sites when it was doing its figure eights up there, flying over the sites and flying over them again.
Well, you know, we knew that. And we know that. And I think that even the Pentagon will have to admit, yeah, they got some pictures of a military. Well, I'll tell you, as somebody that travels around military posts all over the place and all that, some of that can be of use for intelligence, some of it not. We just don't know. And unfortunately, the Pentagon, Department of Defense Administration, is not being forthcoming. But the more you peel back the onion, and I say, good, NBC. Media, continue to press on this, because the fact that what we initially started off with is saying it's got zero things and it's getting nothing, we know that not to be true. In fact, yeah, I think you got the governor of Montana and all that, and it flew over there playing into this and saying, hey, wait a minute. We need to have the administration answer this, because his citizens in Montana were potentially at risk for that, and it flew for the rest of the country after it passed over his state. So, yeah, keep pressing the thing. We don't know what we don't know, but the more you peel back the onion, the worse it looks for the administration, and that's not good. I wish they had done the right thing from the beginning. They failed to, and that needs to be answered to.
Would it surprise you for me to tell you that there's a report coming out of Tennessee that the mass shooter there in Tennessee planned that attack for months?
Not a bit, and that's what we suspected. But Captain, are you just trying to attack the LGBT community with this, aren't you? That they are, that somehow being LGBT makes you evil and you plot evil things. I'm being facetious,
yeah.
Sarcastic.
No, before. I never mentioned that them by name, not at all. Uh-uh.
I know.
Would you like to stick around?
It.
Want to stick around for another segment? Okay.
You,
all right, very good. Okay, we'll be right back with more with retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright here in the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back with more.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
USA News Update. The Manhattan judge presiding over President Trump's arraignment agreed to allow cameras inside the proceedings this morning. Judge Juan Merchan ruled that 5 pool cameras will be allowed to shoot inside the courtroom, but only still photographs Although the grand jury's charges were supposed to be sealed until today, the Manhattan District Attorney's Office is accused of allowing the information to be leaked to the media. Trump called on Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg to be immediately indicted over what the 45th president claimed were illegal leaks. More severe storms and tornadoes are forecast to hit parts of the United States this week.
Officials say the areas at the highest risk of the threatening weather include the Midwest and the South, particularly Iowa, Missouri, Wisconsin, and Arkansas. The storms, which could also produce damaging winds, are likely to start hitting sometime today. This comes after dozens of people across seven states died as a result of tornadoes this past weekend. I'm Skip Kelly.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Tonight's muster is not over yet. More with United States Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright right after this on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, and don't forget today I will be over at Mission Barbecue at West Waters from 11:30 to 1:30. That's our Have Lunch with the Captain on Tuesdays. And we'll have a good crowd over there. We always have a great patriotic group of individuals over there, and you're welcome to come join us if you want. And, of course, Patriot Mission Barbecue has got some great, great, great food, and you can't say too much about that. Can't say too much about that. All righty. Back to our good friend, retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. And good morning, Colonel, and thanks for sticking around.
My pleasure, Captain, as you know, as always.
Now, the situation in New York City today, I'm sure they're going to be looking for anything they can find that even is remotely disruptive. Is that a fair assumption?
I think without doubt. And that's what the media presence is here for precisely that reason, because, you know, the dog biting the postman doesn't make news, but they're going to be looking to create an incident where the postman bit the dog.
Yeah, and all of this nonsense about Stormy Daniels being resurrected and the money and this, that, and the other and all that sort of stuff, theoretically, and again, we're trying to figure out how they could have taken a misdemeanor case and built it up into a felony case without having legislation to back it up.
Yeah, well, that's the million-dollar question, isn't it? That's the thing that needs to be answered. I'm not a great legal mind, but some of the greatest legal minds out there are asking that same thing. And for that reason, you would think that the worst of these, in fact, all the charges that brought this to the indictments where it is, you would think it would be dismissed. Do I anticipate that happening? I don't think so. I think the best we can hope for is that this will die with a potential jury, but a jury not drawn out of Manhattan like you talked about earlier, but out of a place where you can get a fair trial, a trial that, quite honestly, the fact that the trial's even occurring belies the fairness of the justice system, in my opinion, and the opinion of many other people that are legal minds beyond mine.
Yeah, they're going to have a change of venue because New York City is not a place where Donald Trump is going to get any form or resemblance of a fair trial if it goes to the jury thing. And at the very least, Staten Island or maybe some other part of New York, maybe Westchester County or something, anything other than outside of New York City metro area.
Yeah, I hope that the Trump legal team and public pressure, because public pressure comes to play even in our justice system, plays out. They at least, get that. That's not going to be an easy fight because they like the attention. They like to draw it in. That is why Bragg brought this on, is to draw attention to himself. It wasn't because he wanted to see justice served or anything. Absolutely not. He campaigned on doing exactly what he's doing now. And notwithstanding that everything was flying in the face of this being a smart thing to do, he still was marching on with it. And so, we'll see. We will see.
Why do you suppose Joe Biden is continuing to try to humiliate Benjamin Netanyahu? Why do you suppose he's still trying to do that?
For a crazy reason. And because Obama, who he served as vice president, did the same thing. Obama, even after he left the presidency, was investing his money and his PAC group and his money in the state of Israel to get together and coalesce groups in Israel to prevent Netanyahu from being elected, reelected at that time, prime minister as well. And that's what Biden is doing, the same dang thing. He is looking to, ironically enough, all the cry about election interference, interfering internally in the United States, they are every bit engaged in trying to make sure that this foreign government employs and pursues policies that they agree with, similar to the woke policies that are being pursued in the United States of America. That, I honestly and earnestly, and I think historically is backed up, is what is driving much of this. And we've got an administration that is ideologically driven by woke policies and all that, and Biden is a captive of that, and so he can't help himself. It's ludicrous. It's ridiculous. It is a violation of sovereignty, but since when has this administration given a dang about he doesn't even care about our sovereignty, so why should he give a lick about the sovereignty of the state of Israel, the one and only trustworthy friend that we have in the Middle East?
So wouldn't you know that Janet Yellen finally speaks up yesterday and says OPEC and the cuts to the oil production are going to add a vast amount of uncertainty to the growth of our economy. Well, hello.
Yeah, and Biden's popularity was, even with the price of gasoline falling and holding steady where it's at, guess what? That thing is, that's bad for the country, really is. But when you forfeit energy independence and you forfeit the ability of the United States of America being a energy exporter, so this is what it creates. So you've got, guess what? Japan just signed an oil deal with who? Russia.
Yeah.
With Russia. And then that emboldens, of course, OPEC. It's just, You can't separate all the economics, the diplomacy, and the things that are going on in national security. And here you go. You reap the seeds that you sow, and that's what we're doing. And it's going to come back, bite us in the butt again. $4 a gallon gasoline, which will feed inflation. And then what are you going to do again, Ms. Yellen? What are you going to do?
By the way, here's something that makes absolutely no sense to me, but then again, I understand how some households operate. College consultants are charging up to $750,000 to help parents get their kids into Ivy League colleges.
I wouldn't pay a dollar to send my kid to an Ivy League college these days. You know, that's what some of the folks are doing, and some of the more thinking employment places are saying, hey, you got a law degree from Stanford, don't even bother to interview. What does that tell you? In the free market out there of folks, they don't want to have folks to do. They don't want people that are just woke or that were babies that were given a degree because, well, they participated in attending Stanford or Harvard or Yale. Yeah. Okay, go ahead. If you're wealthy enough, you want to throw your money away to do that with the decline of the efficacy of having a Yale or Harvard degree is going down. You want to do that? That's fine.
Mm-hmm. Now, Kevin McCarthy, the Speaker of the House, is going to be meeting the Taiwanese president tomorrow in Los Angeles amidst the warnings of China not to do so.
Yeah, and like you said earlier, our own Department of Defense is trying to get the chairman of each of the services to tone down the rhetoric about China. That kind of direction is a little bit frightening. I went back and I took a look at it. I read an article. It was on, I can't remember what web page it was, but it was hearkening back to Reagan's approach to Taiwan. And I thought, you know, Reagan wasn't right on everything, but what he did that, it was a clever way of saying, okay, two China policy, but guess what? Our support for Taiwan across the board, whether it be diplomatic, or its national security aid and our public support for them, mm-hmm. and our public cry out against China will be prefaced upon the behavior of China. If China does like what it's doing right now, guess what? We are going to make arms more available to Taiwan. We're going to ratchet up our rhetoric on that. The Biden administration is doing it. You know what's being held up? We're holding up what was approved 2 years ago to send arms to Taiwan, yet every day we're sending more stuff to Ukraine. Mm-hmm. We have a vital national security interest in Taiwan, not in Ukraine.
Okay.
Go figure.
All right.
I can't
figure. Got to go. I'll talk to you Thursday. Have a great day.
All right, Captain. You have a great day.
All righty. And that's retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All righty, welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch, Tuesday morning edition. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends down there at Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Of course, they're located in Sarasota, Florida, and they're located right there at 4540 Clark Road and McIntosh. Now, all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And Dominique will come and offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts and repairs here in the local area only. So you can stop by and see the gang in the store, or you can give them a call at 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. Set up an appointment for service and go from there. Remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Phone number again, 941-922-2345, 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Now, it's fair to assume that whatever happens today in New York
will have ramifications for years, many years to come. Because as Donald Trump departed Mar-a-Lago for New York City, he was sounded by cheering supporters, and there were photos and there were videos and all sorts of things going on. But when he got to New York, it was a different story. A few people here and there, but nothing all that great. And I get it. I understand what's going on. It's called home field advantage, if you will. And, of course, Donald J. Trump has hired a top White House, top white collar defense lawyer to represent him, amongst others. And he's going to have probably another lawyer. Someone's going to represent him in front of the microphones. And I don't know who that's going to be just yet. I'm not sure that we know that. So I'd be curious to find out who it is. They've got a couple of really good ones that we've seen so far, and maybe they'll still be in the mix. I hope he doesn't go switch them around. He shouldn't anyway. Now, Congressman Comer has called the four Biden family business associates as being cooperative now with the investigation into Joe Biden. And why wouldn't they be? Because now that they run the show, they've got the information to back them up, knowing what they're going to do when they go after somebody. That was the advantage that the Democrats had, and they wouldn't tell anybody. And we'll see how that plays out in the grand scheme of things. Because, just as you know, we have so much stuff. It's just adding up. And it's really tough to try to keep up with it sometimes. So, as a result, I got a little running scoreboard. I have a couple of places where I save things, and then I'll come back and I'll look at it a couple of days later and see what's changed. And usually something has changed. What it is depends on the day and the week and the month, I guess. But anyway, let me do something here. I'm going to get on over here, and I'm going to bring on somebody. So here we go.
Time now for 60 Seconds with Todd. Take it away, Todd.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you people in this council understand Joseph Kennedy is a conservative running for the Supreme Court. And I hope everyone in Wisconsin votes, and make sure you vote for the conservative in Wisconsin. Okay, as the Democrats make you look over here, they're getting away with murder, literally and figuratively, over there. Let me say a small prayer for my man Donald. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we come against the forces of Satan, who falsely accused Donald Trump, the greatest president in American history, for the American people. We come against this unholy attack in New York, in Georgia, in Washington, and all over. And we call on you, Jesus, who deliver the righteous, as you did Daniel in the lion's den. And I thank you, Father, for bringing upon their own heads the own destruction for their unholiness. Thank you for Donald Trump. God bless him and deliver him and deliver the United States. This country was founded at the feet of Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, and the Prince of Peace. God bless you. Peace. Love you. Bye-bye.
All righty. And that's Todd in Tampa. And he got a message out there today that needed to be said. But the thing of it is again, when you talk about everything that's going to transpire today and tomorrow and even the next day, we're living in uncharted waters, totally different times as far as things going on. Now, there's a possibility the judge may order, or may issue, rather, a gag order today against Trump from saying anything. And if he does, then what? Is he going to go home and give a press conference? I don't think so. He'll have to change. He'll have to change what he's doing, but we'll see. So many variables to this scenario. And again, we know beyond any shadow of a doubt that the Bidens are dirtier than Donald Trump ever hoped to be. We know that. But nothing is being done about it. How can that happen? How can that? You got to ask yourself, ladies and gentlemen, how can that continue to go on? It can't. It can't. Everybody's got to be treated equal here. And Biden's in just as much trouble, in my opinion, as is Donald Trump, if they ever get around to actually doing the investigation that they should be doing. Now, did you hear the news about a 25-car train that derailed in Montana? There's something screwy going on here. This is just me talking now. There's something screwy going on here with all of these train derailments. I can't put my finger on it, and I hope it's not what I'm thinking, but it could very easily be a form of sabotage, because we heard again about these people coming in across the border, the Southeast Asian folks, coming in by themselves, single, perhaps with an operative, but coming into this country, which seems to be elements of the Chinese army coming to pay us a visit. Now, we know that if that's the case, based on all these students that are here, 575,000 or something like that, Chinese students, the majority of them are military as well. Why on earth are we letting them into this country? We need to wake up, guys and gals. We need to wake up and realize that we're being had. We're being carted down the road in the proverbial wheelbarrow. Jeez. All right, well, I'll be over at lunch today. Mission Barbecue, 11:30 to 1:30, West Waters. Look forward to seeing you over there. And don't forget, Thursday I'll be down in Bradenton at Mixon's. Have a great day.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.